Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Gabe, what does it mean to be a good faith Christian?
Well, it's really an antidote to what I would say is a bad religion kind of Christian. You know, it's like Jesus came and, you know, was very much against this man-made version of faith that the Pharisees were living out, of religion, where it was essentially a bunch of rules, and it was really a self-important, self-justified way of looking down your nose at other people and putting the weight and the burden of rules and regulations on people and telling them if they live this way, then that's how they could have holiness. I think good faith is saying, you know, what we believe really matters. Our theology matters. It's the most important thing in helping determine how you're going to live. But good faith actually has a posture in which it holds tight to these truths, but it sees the purpose of that truth is to love God and to love our neighbor. And so it actually isn't insulated. It's not fortifying itself against the broader culture and saying, hey, you can't get into this. This is like our space. But it's saying, no, this is for my neighbor. This is faith that's meant to stir up good works, as we said at the top of the show with Hebrews 10:24. Mm-hmm. My faith calls me to do good works, to help you as my friend know how to live your life, to engage these difficult conversations. And so in a lot of ways, good faith is meant to both illustrate what we've come to see that term meant as, that, look, good faith means you trust, you believe the best about the other person, about what they're doing. But it's also faith that's really relying on the goodness of God and his work in the world through us to actually be what's going to renew this world and renew people's lives and their relationship.
A lot of people talk about being spiritual nowadays, but not religious. I keep hearing that over and over and over. What is your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, again, there's this anti-religion sentiment in the country, and especially in the next generation. I mean, we know 34% of 18 to 22-year-olds don't identify with any faith, so these are enormous numbers. And they're getting that not just from thin air. They're getting it from their parents who've said, look, religion can be bad. I want you to be open-minded to a bunch of other things. And part of that open-mindedness is this, I think it points to this deeper truth that every human being knows there's something more transcendent going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And to use the term identifying themselves as spiritual suggests that they believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want to buy into just one specific way of belief. They've sort of bought the lie that they can kind of pick and choose little pieces of different beliefs, and that all cobbled together is going to make them kind of get the best of the best practices of faith. And as we know as Christians, that's just not true. And
yeah,
there is one way, and that's through Jesus. And that until we're willing to sort of walk down that narrow way, are we really going to experience the truth and grace and all yeah. that God offers to us?
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.